Welcome to Nutra Herself. I'm your host, Amanda, and I'm a midlife stepmom who is passionate about the ins and outs of nutrition yourself. I am so excited to share my story and the stories of others who can share their inspiration because I know life is effing hard, and I get that. And so often, as women, we put ourselves last. I want this podcast to be here so you know you are not alone. And if I can help in some of your journey, bonus. Grab my hand, and together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Let's get started. Hey, my friends, I'm so glad you're here. Today, I want to talk about what are you willing to sacrifice? Because if you are like me, and I am definitely like this, I create the goals. Like I created goals for 2024. I create the goals. I'm all gung-ho in January. And then partway through the year, like right about now, the fizzle starts. Actually, like they have done a lot of surveys, I guess, and it actually starts just a few days after, like halfway in January, which is really amazing. However, for me, it's usually right now the fizzle starts. Part of that is it's just, you know, it's lost its glory, kind of, right? Also, I have two girls. This is the last year, but I have two girls in softball, which means schedules are getting busier and crazier. My husband helps coach one of the teams. So this is the year where my life goes like full speed ahead, schedule crazy. I don't know how people do it with more than two kids. Bless your souls. So life gets busier and busier, right? And then my own needs, because all this other stuff is going on, seems more and more distant. And I still want to hit my goals. Absolutely. I just start putting other things in front of them. I just will, you know, do a quick 20-minute workout for strength, but I won't hop on the treadmill. Well, I'll just do this, but I won't do that kind of thing. So I wanted to come on here and urge you to start thinking about what is keeping you from getting in the way. What are the things that are keeping you busy? What are the things that you're making a priority over yourself? What if you wrote them all down and made a list? I would love for you to do that. I mean, obviously not right now if you're driving or something, but at some point, like write down a list of all the things that take a priority over yourself. And then I'd like you to look back and kind of reflect on them and say, what makes the top of that list and why? That's the hard question, right? You know what's on the top of that list. Now, why is it on the top of the list? What's on the bottom of your list and why? And take a real look why any of them are prioritized over yourself. Now, maybe some of them absolutely 100% need to be. I get that. I absolutely get that. But if I use myself an example, because this is a grab my hand, let's do this journey together podcast, the things I put over myself might be like making dinners, cleaning the house, doing laundry, seeing my friends, adventures with my family. You know, it can go on and on. But I also know that things like the dishes and laundry, they're a cycle, right? They are never going to be done. There is always going to be laundry. There's always going to be dishes. So I don't want to use those as priorities over something that I can do for myself. They need to get done, absolutely, but they should not be a priority over myself. So that's when I have to be like bite the bullet, right? Swallow my pride and know that I can ask for help. And my family can help me. And luckily, the girls are at an age where they can do it. But I'll be honest with you, ever since they were tiny, we've always done things together. So when we have laundry, when they were little, we would fold the laundry together. We would put it away together. If I cook dinner, then they do the dishes. That's always just been the rule, right? I'm waiting and waiting for them to be able to cook dinner so I can do the dishes because I don't really mind that, but we haven't gotten there yet. And, you know, one's graduating high school, so we might not. However, like I know that I can ask them for help. I know I can ask Trevor for help. I know I can also like ask my mom for help or some of Trevor's family for help. Like asking for help is super, super hard, but it's like people want to help you. They want to help you. So please do it. Okay. So anyways, then there's the friend and family things like dinners and gatherings and experiences, right? And what I also know is that if you can hear my dogs in the back, I'm home all alone, and the dogs always pick this time to play. So, sorry if you can hear them being crazy. Anyways, they're really cute. I'll throw that out there. So, anyways, what I also know is that I allow myself to work on my goals, I'll be a happier person. So, if I prioritize some of the things for myself and some of the things that are towards goals that I want to reach, I'm going to be happier. And I'll be happier around my family and friends. So I might not hit every dinner with my friends, but I might hit one. And I'm going to show up to that one and really be present and happy because the other ones I couldn't quite make, but I was prioritizing myself. And I know my family and my friends, like they want me to meet my goals too. And if they don't, maybe we should start thinking about not making them a priority, because people who truly love you and are a part of your world should want you to reach your goals and understand that you can't always make other people a priority. So, another way to look at that list is think about what you're willing to sacrifice to reach your goals. So, if your story is, I love myself some chocolate, right? This is my story. I'm going to lose weight this year, but my story is that I have to eat chocolate or I lose my mind. That might be true. I have to see if my story that, okay, it's not true, but it's kind of true, but it's not true. It's not true, is more of a priority than a goal. So another example might be like if I want to be a writer. So my goal is to write a blog post every week, but my story is I have no time because I'm so busy. In actuality, on Sundays, I have an hour to spare, but I usually watch TV or dive into the TikTok world. I have to see if I'm really actually willing to sacrifice that time for an hour every week. So, what actually could I sacrifice? What are the things that I'm putting above me? And do I actually need to make them a priority? Can I get people to help me with them? And how can I put a couple of my priorities above them? This last example, and this is mine, is that I want to gain strength. My goal is to strengthen my body. I know that to do that, I have to carve out time to work out at least like 4 or 5 days a week on strength training, right? I have to. And yes, I am busy, quote unquote busy. I'm so busy and I'm tired when I get home. And now the schedule is crazy. And now we all have to align things to make the work schedule go great because they're playing softball and on and on and on. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time. But I know that when I get home from work and I have to get dinner ready and I want to be with my family, I know that this goal, though, the strength training is a priority for me. So what am I willing to sacrifice? Am I willing to maybe like food prep? And I hate food prep. So am I willing to food prep and make 2 or 3 meals on Sunday so I don't have to spend so much time cooking? Am I willing to not spend 30 to 45 minutes a day with my family when I get home? Am I willing to ask my family to help get dinner started? That's where HelloFresh comes in. Great, because that is when the girls will make dinner because they have all the directions right there, all the ingredients. I mean, so I can help them get started. And even if I've done the food prep, then like, hey, you guys throw it in the crock pot. I'm gonna go work out for 20 minutes to 45 minutes. Am I willing to sacrifice that time and family at the moment so I can spend time with them later in the day when I feel happier, more satisfied, right? And I'm able to be more present because I took the steps to prove to myself I can reach a goal. If not, know what's going to happen. I'm going to skip the workout. I'm going to make the dinner. I'm going to put it in front of everybody. They're going to come home from practice and I'm going to be grumpy. I know it because I've been there and I've done that. I'm going to be grumpy. Here's your dinner. I didn't get to do what I wanted to do. I didn't get to reach my goals and rah, 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 and try to almost like guilt or shame or just be grumpy or stressed out about it when really, who controls me? I control me, right? I am the only one that controls me. I can't control their schedules. I can't control what they're going to do at practice or if practice is going to run late. I can't control any of that, but I can control myself. And that means I can take control over my life. I can make sure I am willing to sacrifice Sunday, an hour Sunday, so I can meal prep. I am willing to sacrifice not being with my family when they first get home so that I can come down after dinner and be present and be happy and be less stressed and ask questions and be right there with them. And they can tell me all about practice and all about school. And I'm not in the back of my head all grumbly Gus, right? Or stressed out Sue or whatever it is. I'm being present and I'm enjoying the time. And they then are enjoying me and my time as well. That's so important. So when you're starting to fizzle out and your goals are starting to seem distant, I want you to make a list of priorities that are getting in your way. Think of what you're willing to sacrifice to get that goal and take the steps. You can do this. You can choose yourself. You can take control of your life. I know you can. You can do this because you are amazing and you're wonderful, and only you can control you. So control that life. All right. I love you. Have an amazing day. You are so worth it. Hi, friends. If you're anything like me, I can only make so many decisions. I mean, decision burnout, it's a real thing. And when it comes to planning meals, I get completely burnt out, and we end up eating the same menu over and over. HelloFresh has helped my family get a variety of meals into our lives without me having to make a bunch of decisions. And some nights, I don't even have to cook because they come with such great instructions that my teens can cook them. Looking for a way to make less decisions? Just decide to email me and I'll hook you up with a free, yes, a free meal from HelloFresh. Why? Because I love you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If this resonates with you or you think someone else could benefit, please share this episode and tag me. I truly want you to grab my hand so together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Love you.